Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Does that 40-40 tie feel more like a win or a loss for you? I'd say dub. I'd say when you tie, the better team kind of feels like a dub. I guess that's a soccer mindset. Segment here, we're going to get the G-Bag of the Day championship replay. You tune in every day at 5:30 here, the champ face the challengers. And then we'll get to Woolchuk's top 10 here at 2:20. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you're injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. It's the Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, man, 5:30 here on this station. I'm going to replay some challenges for you. It'll be good. I got some good stuff over the weekend. Hey, by the way, my name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. I believe this is day number 3 going for 4 for this champion audio. Comes from the morning show here on The Fan, the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chop? Well, it's going to be this guy right here confessing some awful things with such glee. Talking about his best birthday. My God, Choppy.
Number 1 right here.
My God.
Well, my favorite birthday experience ever would be my first birthday experience in college.
21?
No, I was it would have been 18. It would have been turning 18.
Okay.
That's when I had my first college dalliance with a lady.
On your birthday?
3 weeks into college.
He's bragging.
My first dalliance. We
that's right.
Came home three after weeks. Penny pitcher night. I had 7 pitchers of beer, she had 5. All right, so we were going back to the. I was walking her home.
Gosh, both of them just bloated.
Just absolutely just obliterated. And it took us an hour and a half to walk probably 3 city blocks.
Penny pitchers?
Penny pitchers. So it was $5 to get in, and then penny pitcher. A penny a pitcher.
Nice.
Oh. We went upstairs. We fooled around, and she kind of, sort of, peed on me. Mm.
What the hell did you just say?
She went to bed that night.
Not the way you wanted.
She went to bed. She went to bed.
Okay.
Why do you think she would be pissed off if you said it?
And then I told her, we wake up the next day, I said, you know, you went to bed. And she said, yeah, I figured I would. I said, I'm sorry, what? Huh? And she said when she drinks, she would do that.
Huh. Wow.
She would wet the bed. So she had like rubber sheets.
She had like rubber sheets. Still hits me every time. Choppy is such a savage out here.
Yes, dude.
Girl had a whole condition.
She's prepped, ready to go. I just thought of how hot she had to be.
I don't know,
in order
man.
For him to still be there.
Nope.
Do hotties drink 5 pitchers of beer?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
That's what I've been thinking the whole time.
Come on, dog. No.
Yeah, like I've been thinking of a gal with probably a dart hanging off her lip, you know, swearing across the street at people.
Bit porky.
You know, yeah. She's on meds, too. Her name was Janet. But I think to wake up the next day still there had to be a total smoke. Like in Chop's mind, he's like, yeah, but she'll still be a 9 when she sobers up. You know, something like that. Anyway, here's Woolchuck with your top 10.
Oh, boy.
220.
Oh,
had man. To be.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're giving Choppy a lot of credit here. It's maybe he was too young to know the right thing to do in that situation is to walk home immediately.
Yeah. Great dalliance there, Chop.
That was quite a dalliance.
All right, 877-881-1053. What were your Cowboys, Packers takeaways? As shout out to Blogging the Boys. They've got 10 thoughts. We'll run through them.
Gal's dog peed on me once.
Ooh.
Yeah, apparently didn't like me being there.
Or really? Or was it overly excited?
No, woke up.
Oh.
I woke up and it was like on the comforter or something.
They said dogs are real good at reading people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read you like a book.
Yay. Yikes.
She goes, yeah, that might not be a good sign.
You guys fired up. We got the,
who are you telling?
We got the news at halftime yesterday that the Super Bowl halftime is going to be Bad Bunny.
That's right.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny after Happy Gilmore 2. I mean, he's on quite a run right now.
Yeah. I mean, half the world was shut down watching Amazon the other week when Bad Bunny was performing live.
Crushing it right now.
My girl and her friends were downstairs crying at the television, drinking tequila.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the
I had
NFL
to go upstairs and close the boom boom room. My God.
Man. What's his deal? Because every song
what's
I hear
his deal?
Of him.
What's this guy's deal?
Is he super attractive or something?
He makes good music, man. He's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah, he's comical. He's got a good personality, and he makes great music.
Give us your scouting report on his looks. Why don't you give him a look-see?
Yeah.
You like to really break that down for us. But
I can't tell. He's got so many different looks.
He's a chameleon.
That's why he's the Bad Bunny,
I guess.
You never know. But he does have some really, really good songs. And apparently his concerts are awesome. So maybe this
if you're doing the Super Bowl.
Was it confirmed?
Very popular.
Or was it a rumor that they did want Taylor Swift, but she turned it down because they want you to do it for free?
I was reading about that.
Ball sack?
No, I think it's real. But yeah, they do want you to do it for free. But the downloads and all that stuff is incredible.
I thought something about some rights too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Something to do with some rights. You know, she likes to control the situation, which I don't, blame her after the Scooter Braun situation.
Right. Yeah, but Bad Bunny could be fun. I'm excited to see how this goes. And Lucius, we got bad news on Juju Watkins.
She dating the guy?
No, but she is going to miss the entire.
Rod is hurt. But she dating? Come on, let us off easy.
She's dating the LSU guy, right?
I don't know. Are they? Is that
Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen them together, but
I think they're kind of public. I think they're trying to kind of keep it a secret, but not really keep it a secret.
Because the mom's like, "That's
bad news." So you brought us.
It's a little disappointing. No. I'm happy for my LSU guy. I'm happy for my LSU guy.
Nah, good for you, man. Speak your mind. I get it, dog.
I would have been.
She's
happy.
A heck of a basketball player.
I would have been happy for my LSU guy.
No, she's awesome. But we are. It's a big L for us because she is not going to play next season. She did tear her ACL in her right knee during the second round of the tourney. So she's just not going to be ready.
Setting the whole thing out?
So she's going to sit out the whole year.
Could she play in the tournament if they make it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. But as of right now, she announced that she plans to sit out the entire college basketball season.
Thoughts and prayers, man.
Does she get to be like the Wings, like first overall pick the following year?
Maybe.
Or this year?
I don't know when she's eligible because the WNBA makes you wait 4 years.
Oh, does she have to wait? I don't
know. Oh, it's four? It's not three?
I'm sorry. I don't know the rules.
Yeah, it's four.
Oh. Yeah, okay, well, if it's four, then I don't think she's got one more year.
2027.
She's going to be a junior.
Oh.
That's a bummer. I thought
that would be sick to get her and Beckers in the same court together.
Now
be
we like got Jordan the best backcourt.
I think she needs to challenge the ruling on this.
Maybe. Yeah, be a pioneer.
Yeah.
You're going to sit out the whole year. You got time.
Maurice Corrett.
Yeah, go full Mo Corrett.
Yeah, just make it happen. All right, Cowboys takeaways. Let's go to 10 here. Donovan Ezeraku is everywhere. He was incredible. Five tackles, certainly got some pressures as well, relentless effort.
I didn't take him as personal foul guy. I thought that was more Sam Williams' bag. That one kind of surprised me.
And I didn't love the call, but I get it. I mean, they're putting an enforcement here. That's the NFL's thing, and I'm sure EZ hopefully will learn from that and move forward. But I didn't.
I think he could have got away with the hit or the knee or foot coming across the helmet, but both in combination.
Yeah.
It did look a little excessive.
And I think it was the helmet thing. I mean, that one stood. I was like, okay, I get a ref sees that. They're probably thinking, what are you doing, dude? That's a little bit too much. The Marist Leah foul.
He must have been fired up. Like, dang, I got to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to do this.
He felt it click. He felt it click. Man, the Marist Leah foul penalty. Like, in real time.
Horrible.
Well, maybe he's four thinking steps. To himself, but. Yeah, the ball's clearly incomplete. There's no need to even touch that receiver. You got to know
I think
better.
He was just fired up so much for the special teams hit, he wanted to do it again.
Just the adrenaline flow, and I just want to drill someone.
That was an awesome hit.
Right as I'm giving Shoddy credit for instilling some discipline, getting the flags taken care of.
11.
Yeah, but that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That crew, flag that happy. Was heavy-handed. Golly, that interrupted the game flow pretty good.
I can't believe happy. Golden Ron. Held on to that ball, though, on that punt.
Yes.
I thought that ball should have just gone flying into the air like a Eric Hippel helmet.
It's kind of a Green Bay tradition that they hold on to the ball when you think it's going to come flying out of there, that Aaron Rodgers
thing. That's true.
Talking about that.
I can't believe them. Shout out to Tovash. She texted in and said Juju is a baddie. From the 817, we love you, Tovash, and thank you very much for listening.
Tovash is 40. You need to calm down, bro.
Hey, that's the longest holo of all time.
Very long.
All right, we got to pay respect.
Dawson's favorite one.
And if you didn't know Tovash was 40, you wouldn't think he was.
No, not at all.
My man shows up to like a Ranger game with a full-on uniform. Like he's a player.
He stays ready.
Have you seen that? My man, and he pulls it off.
Yeah, he's got mad baseball jerseys, which are some of the best jerseys in all of sports.
Yeah, he's
baseball jerseys.
He was a baseball player himself. Yep. Yeah.
Number 8, can't defend the screens. And we knew, like, Green Bay is a good screen team.
Yeah.
The one that annoyed me more wasn't even the screens. It's like nobody could get off a block besides Reggie Stewart. Shout out to him, even though he did miss some tackles, but he at least was trying.
Yeah.
But the dump-offs that are now going, I mean, it was like, what, 4th and 18? They get 16 yards to set up the 4th and 2. They end up taking the delay of game. They don't go for it. Brian and I were thinking, okay, LaFleur, why wouldn't you? And why are you running the ball? Just throw the ball that early in the game. The Cowboys defense can't stop you. But that's something Flus does need to figure out. You can't be allowing people to just, I'm going to dump it off to my running back in the flat, and here's 10-plus yards. That should be chase, rally, get the ball carrier down. Sanborn has no recollection of what's going on.
No
play recognition. And he's flying over there, and he's too slow. He can't get there in time. So they got a big-time problem.
I think you're going to see more of James playing. I think you're going to see a lot more.
I noticed, like, their plan was third downs.
Yeah.
He was in the game, the passing situation.
I think you're going to see him play a lot
more. He got popped on one of those, too, late in the game to Jacobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a welcome to the NFL moment for him.
Yeah, get caught.
Man, head on a swivel, bro.
Jacobs was nasty, though. Dude.
He really was. And he was playing hurt. I mean, I can see why he's got the C on his chest.
Absolutely.
He was holding it down. Shoddy, the offensive play calling. We highlighted this to open up the show, but I really did think he had a tremendous balance of the run and pass. If you want, I mentioned the pick and stuff. Like, you got to find a way, in my opinion. You can't wait till less than six minutes to go in the first half to target him. You got to find a way to get him the ball. But that drive, once you get to the 5-yard line after the Tolbert catch, that might be the one. If I want to nitpick and go back, revisionist history, armchair quarterback, did we love those 3 play calls leading up to the decision to kick it on 4th down? Otherwise,
no,
I thought he was great.
I didn't, but I think you're in a tough spot because what had gotten him there was going away from the run and passing on early downs. That's what had ignited their offense. So now you're down inside the 5. My bias is to always try to run it in that situation.
Yeah.
But you're kind of like, man, the passing is what's working for us. We believe in Dak right now. And damn it, they had it if Micah hadn't been a hero.
I wonder, Brian, when you went back and watched,
mm-hmm.
I thought he had Ferguson for a touchdown on 3rd down.
The ball threw away.
The throwaway?
Yeah. I was wondering about that.
Yeah, I felt like that maybe. Man, he had taken so many really
I get it.
Good
he's under
shots.
Duress.
Yeah.
Last thing you want to do is something terrible happen. You get hit, ball comes free.
Right.
But I did think Ferguson flashed right before he was going to decide, like, I'm throwing this away.
I wanted to see the draw again, but I don't know if that was dictated on coverage. Was that an adjustment Dak made, or was that intentional? Can you draw that up? But I think if Dak's willing to run once you're inside the 5, that's got to be one of the 3 plays.
And shout out to Mama Kim, who's listening as well. You did make a sacrifice. You have sent your only child boy to work with us. You are a big-time Tolo and a longer Tolo, as Mama Kim wants to say. And we love you dearly.
She said hello to us last night.
She did.
She came by and gave us all high fives.
How about the takeaway? James Houston, right before the half. Oh, my goodness. That play, and James Houston should be starting.
Yeah.
He's your best edge rusher. He needs to start.
Couldn't agree more. That's been the case all season. I could see, like, let's give Ezeraku, let's make sure he's getting snaps, but you don't have to start him to do that. Yeah. You don't really need to play Nealand or Williams that much.
At some point, Ezeraku will be that guy. But right now, and on with Aaron Whitecotton, he's all about the rotations anyway, so they're all going to rotate. Sure. But you need more snaps from James. He's the one that every time he's in the game, it seems like something positive is happening.
Yep.
The blocked PAT was incredible. First time in Cowboys history that had happened where they're able to run one back for two. Shout out to Wanya Thomas, Marquise Bell. Maybe we can get both of them on the field a little bit more. Although Wanya did have to play in place of Malik Hooker, didn't really fix. But I would have liked Wanya Thomas as the single high guy instead of Donovan Wilson. I don't know if that's a Flus doesn't trust him. Maybe they can work on that this week if Hooker's going to be out a considerable amount of time with that toe. It did not look good. It was a non-contact injury. He immediately needed help getting over to the sideline. George Pickens.
I had to run to the kitchen and get the griddle for that one. Abby is on quite a run of not talking to me until I'm working. And then within 5 minutes of me working, she'll approach me and say, Daddy, I need you to do something for me.
Yeah, amazing.
That's how that goes.
So I got a station in the living room where I can actually make pancakes. And I thought, okay, well, point after, I'm going to get the griddle. I'm going to go get set up. We'll get my pancake mix, my bowl and everything. Came back and it's 13-2. What the hell did I miss?
Happened?
Yeah.
Wait a second. What? Yeah. That's wild.
That was the Gavin Dawson turning point.
Seriously, ignores me for 8 hours. I can start doing a podcast in my office within 5 minutes, a pounding on the door with That's something amazing. Very urgent.
It's amazing.
It's always
the
an emergency.
Teenage mind.
Always.
Pancake emergency.
Always.
Yeah, don't need your parents until you need them, and then they're the most annoying person in the world if they can't do it immediately. So
yeah.
Salute to everybody dealing with a teenager out
need
there.
972 said Juju and Jaden are first cousins. We're going to need to check that out. That could be, that might be weird. We might have.
No, there's rumors.
That's kind of like a tie.
A little bit, like kissing your cousin. Pickens was incredible. 8 for 134, 2 touchdowns. When you needed him, he came up big. Parsons, overall, I thought he was going to impact this game much more. I think the Cowboys had a really good plan. Credit him for the big tackle on Dak that helped save the game for Green Bay. But goodness, I was really, really happy with the way the Cowboys overall, their game plan, and then their effectiveness to neutralize Micah. He certainly, to your point, I mean, he had times where he made Tyler Guyton look silly. But Dak right now, the pocket presence, that, and I mentioned this last week in the Bears, it was after the Giants game, but his ability to slide up into the pocket and still maintain grip of the football and just everything he's doing, moving defenders, he is playing at... no question, the highest level. It's very reminiscent of Romo in 2014, where it was like mentally, he's now, he's there.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Full control, game slowed down, and yeah, he was the main reason why Parsons' production didn't look like it jumped off the box score.
Holy crap, they are cousins.
Wow, okay.
They're first cousins.
First cousins.
Family.
So they're just kind of trolling people by being kind of coy with their answers.
Yeah. That's, okay.
That's,
all right.
That's a little
yeah,
weird.
You can enter our Juju Watkins and Jaden Daniels, and it'll autocomplete for dating or cousins. And if you let it go to dating, the flipping Gemini AI on Google doesn't say anything about them being cousins. But if you hit cousins, boom, there it is, Brian. Right. I guess she's still available.
Well, I was surprised. I didn't know that. By the way, I just went back and watched. Ferguson was open.
Okay. Yeah, I thought he was too. Yeah.
Can't see everything.
I mean,
might have been
especially when you don't look his way.
Yeah.
Might have been a half field read.
Well, blew the game. There he is again. He's looking at the play when he needed it.
I think
we're back to square one, boys. We're back to square one.
Okay. Speaking of Brian, sorry.
No, it's funny on the route. They're going to try. They tried to double pick it. I just remembered this because I was looking at it. They tried to run the crossers in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And Dak was trying to, I think he was trying to get the ball to Flannoy. And then
that's never a bad idea.
And then Flannoy just went to the corner and he tried to fit it over the top. But
Flannoy's kind of a baller.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good.
Pickens and Flannoy cross like right over the top of the center. And so then, but you got Ferguson kind of hanging there after the two cross. He just kind of sits there and there's nobody there. But Dak had already committed to throwing the ball to Flannoy.
We got Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News, coming up at 3 o'clock. Chief, what's next?
College Football Monday, Darty featuring RIP to this SEC coach. Bama is absolutely rolling, and Penn State does what they do next in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.